I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by the new custodians, the new caretakers of the Great Blasket Island. We are joined by Emily Campbell, who's originally from Bandon, lovely Bandon. And we also have on the line Dan Regan from London. They're partners, and they've been finding their ways. They've been settling in over the last number of days in their new role on the Great Blasket. Am I right? I'll start with you, Emily, and welcome to you both.
Hi, Tressa. How are things?
Very well. When did you arrive on the Great Blasket, Emily?
We arrived Sunday week ago now, so we're just like I'm on holiday, but we're settling in over the last few days. It's been really nice.
How have you found the weather, though? Because it has been wild. The gales, the wind, the seemingly relentless rain. What's that been like?
It's been very mixed. Yeah, we were laughing. Well, I think Dan has never experienced rain like this. And just the fact that it's so changeable, like it'll be hailstoning and then it's really sunny, like we'll be getting ready to go for a walk and it'll start raining and I'll be like, don't worry, that'll have stopped by the time we get out. But it's been gorgeous. It's been like we've had patches of sun and it's just so nice to be out in nature. There's like lambs and sheep everywhere and the fields are gorgeous. Like it's been really refreshing. We're still in shock.
And at this stage, I'll bring in Dan. Dan, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Kerry this morning. How have you been settling into to life on the Great Blasket? And how have you found the weather?
Hi, Tressa. Well, thanks for having us. Yeah, it was a bit of a shock. We stayed in Castle Gregory for a few days. And, you know, back in the UK, you get, when you've got a set of weather, you have that weather for a good few hours. But like Emily says, it was just so changeable. It's been so nice to have, you know, quite a big change of pace, having, you know, just slowing down and being a bit more in touch with nature is, you know, the biggest thing we've been enjoying the last couple of weeks, really. So, yeah, settling in nicely, been getting through a lot of spring cleaning, so it's been, yeah, good for the soul getting through and setting up our life for the next 6 months.
Is it true that there's no running water and electricity on the island, Dan?
So there's running water, only cold running water, unfortunately. So there's no hot water. There's no electricity in the cottages that are let out during the summer months. For us as the caretakers, we've got a small wind turbine which we use to charge our devices and charge the head torches that are given to guests. So we've got a small amount of electricity, but none in the cottages that are let out.
So you can't have hot showers, though?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, how do you manage?
Yeah, it takes a bit of getting used to, but, you know, you learn to take quite a quick shower. It is quite good for your body, I understand.
Yes, apparently.
Yeah. But no, we've been getting used to it, shall we say.
Emily, how have you been finding life to a world without any hot showers? I have to say I would find the prospect bleak, even though it is meant to be very good for your health mentally and physically to have cold showers. Have you been finding the adjustment?
It has been definitely a challenge. I think we've got this running joke between us that I didn't mean what I said when I was cold. Because it can get a bit ugly sometimes. But I think we've just been boiling up the kettles and wrapping up and it's been fine.
Tell us, Emily.
It'll definitely make us appreciate everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. Will you tell us, Emily, how did you and Dan, how did you both get to take on this incredible role that as caretakers and custodians of the Great Blasket?
I've been following it for years and have always been interested in the island. And then, like, since meeting Dan, I've kind of dragged him into the dream. And this year, just luckily with the way life was, we were able to apply and, you know, we didn't have anything holding us back. So it was just like literally a pipe dream. We applied and used it to get us through January, saying, wouldn't it be so nice? And then when we got a call from Billy and Alice to interview, we were completely shocked and delighted to get the interview. But we knew all the time how many applicants there was and kind of just tried to keep our hope down. But we're completely delighted and shocked to have gotten it. And I think we had a call with the previous caretakers last night, which was so nice because it's such a unique thing that you can't really describe. So it was really nice to speak to people who have gone through it.
And what advice did the previous caretakers give you? And what are their names as well?
Claire and Brock. So Claire de Haas and Brock Montgomery, they were a Dutch-Canadian couple that came last year. And they absolutely adored it. They're living in Portugal at the moment. So we just had a call with them. And it was mostly just us confirming all the same things. But it was very cold and completely beautiful and the strangest thing you'll ever do. It was really nice.
And you mentioned there you applied, and am I right in saying you mentioned Billy and Alice, and you're referring there to Billy O'Connor and Alice Hayes, who run accommodation on the island. Dan, am I right in saying that it was to Billy and Alice that you applied for this very, very coveted role as caretakers of the island? I think over the past 5 years or so, it's attracted almost 150,000 applicants, which is extraordinary.
Yeah, that's correct. So you can imagine our surprise when we got an email from Alice to say, you know, we'd like to speak to you to have a quick interview. We didn't really know what to expect when we had the call. So it was a pleasure to speak to Billy and Alice. You know, they're amazing people, and having met them both in person, you know, Billy's got an amazing mind, and you know, he's very practical, and you know, one minute he'll be fixing a piece of machinery, the next he'll be chasing the sheep to, you know, give it some treatment. So quite an amazing guy. He's also got a hoist that he's designed himself and fabricated himself to get loads of large loads such as coal onto the island. So quite a fascinating person to work with. But you know, we had the call and we were just kind of shocked as to, you know, the potential of the experience, and when we got the opportunity, you know, the offer to come, you know, is a complete no-brainer. So we took it in an instant, really.
And at this stage, I'll bring back in Emily, and we're speaking to Emily Campbell and Dan Regan, both living, both based in London. Emily's originally from Bandon, though, and they've been announced and they took over on April 1st as the new caretakers of the Great Blasket Island. Emily, if I could ask you, did Billy O'Connor and Alice Hayes tell you why you and Dan, out of the thousands and thousands of applicants, why you and Dan were chosen?
It's not something we've discussed very in detail, to be honest. I think we were kind of surprised because our interview was mostly just, do you know what you're getting yourself in for? They've been so nice, and they've kind of just made sure that we're comfortable and made sure that we're all set up. And I think, I think the interview process was mostly just like having a conversation. I think it helps that Dan is a civil engineer and I'm a nurse, so maybe there's some practical skills in there that would be helpful for the island. But we haven't really gone too much into it. I think just, I think they saw our application and thankfully liked us.
And Emily, you work as a children's nurse in the Great Ormond Street Hospital.
Yeah.
That must be an extraordinary job.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. And it's something that could sound a bit doom and gloom, but it's actually one of the best things I've ever done. It's such a good job and it's such a happy place to work. I've met such amazing people from it. And I worked there during the pandemic, which was very unique, but actually it was something I'll never forget. It was great. But I think nursing is just quite a difficult job to do at the moment. And I think not very sustainable, just well-being wise. So this was a well-needed break.
And I hear you've also worked on a bone marrow transplant for 3 years. You've also moved into research at Great Ormond Street Hospital.
Yeah, I was really lucky. They have it's a tertiary referral centre, so they have treat children who are very unwell and with very rare conditions. So I learned so much there and got to work with so many different families and children, which was amazing and something I'll be grateful for forever. But I'm definitely enjoying the break as well.
Now, a listener wants to know what a typical day on the Great Blasket is like for Emily and Dan. Dan, could you enlighten us?
Yeah, so we're at the very start of the season, as you know. So the first couple of weeks have involved deep spring clean, so lots of cobwebs to clean out, getting the cottages ready for our first guests, which we've had a handful of guests now. But as we get into the summer season, we'll be starting the day hopefully with a nice walk along the cliffs, getting back and starting the changeovers, you know, as we've got the rotation of our overnight guests. So we'd be doing that in the morning time from about 10 until 12. And then there is a cafe that we open in the afternoons from around 12:30, 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock. So day visitors can visit that and get tea, coffee, things like that. And then our evenings usually are our own, so we'll, you know, either go for walks or go for a swim. You know, we've got some fairly strong currents in the sound here by the island, so need to be very careful going for a swim. Or sometimes there might be evening activities such as operating the good hoist to get coal on the island, that kind of thing. There's always something to do on the island, so we'll be kept busy over the summer, I'd say.
And what time of the day do you get up at? I imagine you must have to get up very early in the morning, or am I wrong?
Well, it depends, really. I've been quite variable. Some mornings I've been up at 4 o'clock in the morning because I've got things on my mind and things I want to do that day. Other days we've been enjoying a bit of a line, you know, maybe to 8:30, that kind of thing. So I'm sure as we get into the season we'll slip into a nice routine, but at the moment it's been a bit variable.
How have you been finding it day to day, Emily?
I've been really enjoying it. I don't think we've kind of established a full routine yet, and I don't know, will that come at all, because things do change all the time. It's been so strange to just be at the mercy of the weather. So unless the swell is good, or the swell is low, you're not going to get any visitors, which is so funny. And I'm such a planner, I find it hard that now I have to be like, okay, I just have to wait and see if that's happening now or not. It's been a good lesson that, like, we're at the mercy of nature, and just to go with it and enjoy it. It's been really nice. But the days have all been very different, and sometimes you'll think you're just going for a little walk and then you'll find a lamb or something that needs help, or, you know, you can't really plan anything, which is really refreshing, actually.
I have to ask you about this. I've read that you didn't bring over your hairdryer, obviously, but you've been trialing this TikTok trend of going to sleep with a pair of leggings in your hair to create curls. Tell me, does it work?
We've had mixed results. Poor Diana's looked at me going to bed some nights with various things in my hair. I think I've mostly given up now, and I'm just letting it, just letting nature style it. But it was funny while it lasted, the trends. But I think if you do put in the effort, it probably does work. But I've given up a bit.
Dan, what was your take on Emily's hair experimentation?
I love her, whatever her hair looks like.
Ah, very good.
I paid him to say that.
Very good answer. Very good answer. You'll be there for 6 months, won't you, Dan?
Yeah, that's correct. Usually, towards, you know, the tail end of the season, I'd say, depending on the swell. So, I mean, we're loving it at the minute. I'm sure we'll be eager to stay, you know, as long as possible, really. But, you know, I'd say towards the end of the season, it's just going to be dependent on a weather window to be able to get off the island. Obviously, you don't want to leave yourself short. I think over the winter just gone, Billy and Alice were only able to get out 6 days compared to the usual 20. So, yeah, we might have to be a bit careful come October.
Emily, how conscious are you of the great history of the Blasket Islands, its great literary tradition, even just the simple, extraordinary human story of a small group of people living there for many, 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 many decades, by effectively cut off from the rest of the world?
It's incredible. It's been such an amazing element of the island that, like, we've been learning so much about, and we're trying to read all of the books. We were lucky enough to go to the Blasket Centre before we came in Dunquin, and that was, I think we didn't know what to expect, and we just drove over the mountain there in Dunquin, and we were completely shocked by how beautiful it was and just the silhouette of the island and where the Blasket Centre is and the amount we learned from just our visit there, and all of the guys working there were so nice and just knew so much about the... It's so rare to get somewhere that's so small with such rich heritage and history. It's really amazing, and I think everyone that visits or that we've spoken to has got a new piece of information to teach us, so we're learning loads. It's been incredible.
Dan, what's been your favourite moment so far, or a moment that's striking for you or special being on the Great Blasket?
We actually had our first guest, lovely American family, and at the end of the trip the mum said it's actually been, they only stayed two nights, and the mum said she wished she was staying for 2 weeks. They said it was amazing because it was the first, you know, she's not seen her kids play together for years because of, you know, technology, and that was for her just amazing to see. So seeing people enjoy the island as we do in their own way, I think is, even in the last 2 weeks, has been amazing to see, and I'm sure we'll see similar things over the next 6 months.
And finally, if I could ask the same question to you, Emily, what's been the standout or special or most striking moment for you so far being on the island?
I think there was one evening and we were sitting just watching the sunset outside the cottage, and we were so confused because we thought there was like a reflection of the sunset or something coming up from another hill, and then it turned out to be the moon. It was in the night of the full moon. It was red moon rising. It was absolutely incredible, and we had some guests at the time, so we got the telescope out and we kind of figured out how to work that and got to watch the moon, which was like just kind of a pinchery moment. I was like, is this really our lives? And we didn't have dinner that night because we were just so, like, we were out till about 11 o'clock looking at this big moon, and it was just so nice to, like, I would never forget to have my dinner. But it was real amazing. Yeah, it was something I'll never forget.
That is marvellous. That is marvellous. Look, it's been so wonderful talking to you both, Dan and Emily. We've been talking to Dan Regan and Emily Campbell, who are the new caretakers of the Great Blasket Island. It's been real pleasure speaking to them and getting their insights as to what life has been like on the island so far, and I hope, I'm very confident they're going to have an extraordinary time over the next 6 months or so. If you've any views on what Dan and Emily had to relate there, do get in touch. I'd love to hear from you. 066 712 3666.